This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. A Delhi court has extended the Enforcement Directorate, ED, custody of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal till the 1st of April in the money laundering case related to the alleged liquor policy scam case. He was arrested on the 21st of March by the ED. Special Judge Kaveri Baveja of Rouse Avenue Court passed the remand extension order after Kejriwal was produced in court on the expiry of his 6 days of ED custody. Yesterday, the Delhi High Court had declined interim relief to Kejriwal and only issued notice on his plea challenging the arrest and remand. The External Affairs Ministry today said the recent remarks by the U.S. State Department on Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's arrest are unwarranted. Addressing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Andhi Jaiswal said any such external imputation on India's electoral and legal processes is completely unacceptable. India had lodged its strong objection and protest with a senior official from the U.S. Embassy yesterday with regard to the comments made by the U.S. State Department. Mr. Jaiswal stated that mutual respect and understanding form the foundation of international relations and states are expected to be respectful of the sovereignty and internal affairs of others. The centre has notified the revised wages in Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act, MGNREGA, for 2024-25. The daily wage rate for unskilled manual workers in Haryana will be 374 rupees per day, 356 rupees in Goa, 349 rupees in Karnataka, 346 rupees in Kerala, and 322 rupees in Punjab. The Rural Development Ministry said this notification will come into force from the 1st of April this year. The last revision in MGNREGA wages was notified in March last year. The notification for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections has been issued. The elections will be held in 88 seats in 12 states, including one union territory in this phase, 20 Lok Sabha seats of Kerala, 14 seats of Karnataka, 13 of Rajasthan, 8 seats each of Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in the first phase. Nominations can be filed till the 4th of April. Odisha's Katak MP Bhartruhari Mehtab today joined the BJP. Mr. Mehtab resigned from the BJD a few days ago. He was inducted into the BJP in the presence of senior party leader and union minister Dharmendra Pradhan and party general secretary Vinod Tavade at BJP headquarters in New Delhi. Some other eminent personalities also joined the BJP on the occasion. All universities have been directed to use the National Eligibility Test score for admission to PhD programs instead of conducting entrance tests, starting from the academic session 2024-25. University Grants Commission Chairman M. Jagdesh Kumar, in a social media post, said that from the academic session 2024-25, all universities can use the NET score for admission to PhD programs in place of entrance tests conducted by different universities and higher education. Educational institutions. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has issued advance intimation slip for the allotment of examination city to the applicants who are appearing for the second session of the JEE mains exam this year. The session 2 of the joint entrance examination JEE mains is scheduled to be conducted from the 4th to the 12th of April at various centres across 319 cities throughout the country, including 22 cities outside India. India and China exchange views on ways to achieve complete disengagement and resolve the remaining issues along the line of actual control, LAC, in the western sector of India-China border areas. The External Affairs Ministry today said the 29th meeting of the Working Mechanism for Consultation and Coordination on India-China Border Affairs was held in Beijing yesterday. In IPL, Rajasthan Royals will take on Delhi Capitals at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur this evening at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.